As cases of COVID-19 continue to grow across the U.S., elections are being postponed in some states, while others are urging their residents to vote by absentee ballots to avoid spreading the disease. But with large events being shut down and door-to-door canvassing potentially hazardous, ballot initiative organizers in many states are having to completely shut down their campaigns. James Dawson reports.
The sounds of signature gatherers walking door to door in many states would normally be just on the horizon as spring comes into bloom. Linda Larson was overseeing a group of volunteers in Sandpoint, Idaho, for a ballot initiative campaign to expand education funding by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations in the state. Just a few weeks ago, with the coronavirus percolating right across the border in Washington state, Larson decided she had to take extra care in making sure her team was safe when they went out in public.
All of our volunteers would have an apron with hand sanitizer in the apron and some alcoholic wipes. And we were cleaning the pens before we would give them to someone to sign.
She even took precautions herself since she had to notarize each and every one of these petitions.
I put all of the petitions in a basket. And I would wait 48 hours before I handled those.
She's part of Reclaim Idaho, the group that got Medicaid expansion on the ballot and helped pass it here 2 years ago. But as the coronavirus continued to spread and health officials urged people to physically distance themselves from others, organizers decided to pull the plug on their latest campaign.
It's almost like calling your family members to inform them that another member of the family has died.
That's Rebecca Schroeder, Reclaim Idaho's executive director.
I would rather, I think, just go out kicking and screaming and just lose the right way. You know, it is not how anyone wanted it to happen.
Ultimately, Schroeder says the health and safety of her group comes first, especially because many of her volunteers are older. Reclaim Idaho had raised about $110,000 for the now shuttered campaign. And it's not just Idaho. It's not a good time to be a ballot initiative organizer in any of the 24 states in Washington, D.C. where they're allowed. That's according to Josh Altick, who tracks ballot measures for the website Ballotpedia.
A lot of the states have essentially either shut down signature gathering through stay-at-home orders, or there's no events, and events are the bread and butter of petition drives.
Oklahoma did pause the clock on a deadline to gather signatures, but other states aren't doing much to help out these campaigns so far. Reclaim Idaho had asked the governor and state lawmakers here to allow voters to sign petitions online, but the idea was never taken up. That's not a shocker to Altick. He points out there's often friction between organizers and state lawmakers, since, in some cases, voters are overruling the legislative process.
I suspect that there's not going to be a whole lot of sympathy or a lot of treating this as sort of a political emergency.
Back in Sandpoint, Linda Larson says she and her fellow volunteers are discouraged and demoralized after putting in months of work to try to boost education funding in Idaho.
If our legislators aren't willing to solve it, then okay, fine, we'll do this. But give us the tools to be able to do this. That's all we're asking.
If it were safe to collect signatures, she'd be back on the street immediately. Reclaim Idaho might revive the campaign in the future, but for now, they're pivoting to one of their original missions, using their vast volunteer network to help people sign up for Medicaid as the country's economic outlook gets worse. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.